Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is engineering and producing the show here on the Buckmaster program for Tuesday, December the 13th, 2016, coming to you from Tucson's Voice. That is 10:30 a.m. KVOI. And, of course, we are live streaming, worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com, my website, and, of course, kvoi.com. Our podcast, we usually get our program up, the full program available for podcast, usually within an hour or two of its conclusion. We've got pretty much every show we've done here on the radio project over the last 6 years at buckmastershow.com. Our live line number is open for you if you'd like to join in and enhance our conversation, 790-2040. If you'd like to become a friend of Facebook, we would welcome you at Bill Buckmaster, and we do Twitter as well at Buckmaster Show. Let's go now to the live line, and let's speak now with the new United States representative-elect from Arizona's 1st Congressional District. He's Democrat Tom O'Halloran. Mr. O'Halloran will be heading to Washington for the new session very soon. Congratulations, sir. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you very much, Bill, and thank you for the opportunity to let the people know what's going on.
The victory... You beat out Mr. Sheriff Babu, and now it's time to look ahead to this session. How are you preparing, Tom, for this upcoming session in Washington?
Well, we've done 2 weeks of orientation and then another few days of policy, dealing with policy issues. I've hired most of my Washington staff is now hired. We know what office we're going to be in, and I got lucky. I drew 16 out of the 50 new representatives, so I got the office I wanted. And it's basically because I want staff to have as much room as possible. It gets kind of cramped in those offices. And then we're hiring district staff now, and we have some people on board already.
You know, one of the hallmarks of your campaign, and we talked with you several times during the campaign here on the radio show, you talked about your ethics plan, your ethics proposal. Can you incorporate some of that into your running your office right away, Tom O'Halloran?
Well, I've already had conversations with my social media people as far as making sure that we have transparency in the office, as far as making sure that people know who I meet with from special interest groups or lobbyists, that I am not going to be taking trips or my office hours are my office hours. I'm not going to be going to dinner with lobbyists or out to lunch with lobbyists. Work is going to be done in the facility that I'm supposed to be working at, and that the people of America provide for us. So that can be incorporated very easily, and some of the other issues that are involved in it are going to require a bill. And in fact, about a half hour ago, I was talking to my chief of staff, who we are going to start to talk to the legislative director about putting together a bill on some of those issues. And then there is a reform bill going through Congress on congressional reform in general, and I will probably be signing on to that bill also.
And you said if you were going to do some international travel, it would be on your dime as well, I guess, right?
Exactly. It's either my dime, or if you go to Afghanistan or Iraq or some of those areas, which I want to plan and see our troops and say thank you, but those are military trips.
And you'll be coming back and forth to the district. Now, how does that work? No first-class airfare for you?
It better not be, right? No first-class in coach. And the other aspect of that is I have to be back in the district a lot. So I would imagine I'll be back here in the district at least 3 out of 4 weeks a month. The schedule is looking very aggressive for the first 100 days of Congress. Much more so than in some of the prior years here. So it's going to be very busy. But one of the things I'm looking at doing is also setting up video conferencing centers around the district so that whether it's the government officials or people that are having specific problems or interest groups, that they could, even if I'm in Washington, I can find time to meet with them face to face.
We're speaking with Tom O'Halloran. Mr. O'Halloran is the United States Representative-elect from District Number 1. Of course, 1 is sprawling across Arizona, including Flagstaff, the Navajo Nation, and parts of our Tucson metropolitan area, parts of Marana and Oro Valley. So it's a huge district, and as Mr. O'Halloran settles in, we'll be talking with him regularly here on the program, I hope. Now, what about some of the picks that you're seeing from the Trump administration? Kind of generally, what are your thoughts?
My general take, I don't like to react to the news. I want to react to reality. I think most of these people are going to be confirmed by the Senate. We're going to have to work with them. Where I can agree with either the president or his policies, I will, if it's for the betterment of the people of Arizona's first congressional district in the country. And in those areas where we can't come to an agreement, I'll try to be the voice of reason. I think the American people want people to find solutions and problem solve, and not to continue on this, just as we've talked about during the campaign, this political bickering that goes back and forth, and the American people are the ones left with nothing getting resolved for them in our country.
You mentioned the first 100 days look like it will have a very aggressive calendar. What are some of the marquee issues, Mr. O'Halloran, that you think will be addressed right off the bat?
Well, affordable health care, it's been indicated by the Republican leadership that that's going to be one of the first issues they bring forward. Taxes are going to be another issue that both the president-elect and the Congress has indicated they want to bring forward. I don't see immigration until down the road a little bit because of these other types of issues that are can be very contentious. And then, obviously, job growth. How are we going to build up our jobs in this nation and make sure that people are paid fairly and both the president-elect and almost everybody that ran for Congress, including myself, said we have to find better jobs for the American citizens, and that has to be part of what we're going to do moving forward. I think we're going to have a debate, though, on how best to do that.
Yeah, this whole thing with health care is going to be huge, and there are seniors who are very worried about losing perhaps some of the Medicare benefits. We keep seeing some of these stories. I mean, it's very difficult to understand where we are, and I guess we're going to have to watch this play out, but I'm sure you're going to be considering, certainly you've got a lot of older people in your district that are very concerned.
Well, the Republican leadership has been very direct about saying they want to do some tweaks or reforms to both Social Security and Medicare. I don't see the Medicare issue being something they want to resolve as the first part of the session because they do have to get through affordable health care, and that's going to be hard enough without Medicare being one of those items. But, Medicare is a program that's fully funded for a number of decades into the future. We don't have to rush to judgment on this. And we must make sure that I'm on Medicare, and it's the best health plan I've ever been on in my life. Mm-hmm. And it's something some people want to call these entitlements. The reality is that I never signed a contract with the government saying you can take X amount out of my paycheck. They just started taking it because it was a government program.
Right.
So it's a contract with government that they're supposed to honor. And whether it's that or Social Security, same thing, they need to honor what they said they were going to do, and that's what we have to look at for our citizens moving forward, that they are going to honor the commitment to today's elderly and tomorrow's elderly, that Social Security and Medicare are there for them.
You know, I think one of the things that appealed to a lot of voters in District 1, you being a former Republican state lawmaker, and then you're a guy who I think people realize could work across the aisle, as they say, could work with both sides. Is that characterization accurate, Tom?
Well, it definitely is. In fact, one of the first things I did when I got to Washington a few weeks ago was to I went to a meeting and was voted into the New Dems Caucus, which is 64 Democrats that are want to work with Republicans to find solutions to these issues that our country's facing. And so it's going to be one of those bodies that as Republicans may not be able to find votes for certain issues, they're going to come back, have to find negotiations with us. Mm-hmm. And I want to work with people. And there's other groups that I'll be involved with that also are along those lines. One of them is a group that works that Republicans and Democrats actually meet together on issues and try to find a resolution. So, you know, this idea that we have to fight all the time instead of finding common ground, we must start to find common ground on these issues.
All right, Tom O'Halloran, congratulations again, Congressman-elect from District 1. We'll look forward to speaking with you, sir, in the new year. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill, and Happy New Year, and Merry Christmas, and Happy Holidays to everybody.
Thank you very much. Tom O'Halloran, who is the new United States Representative from District 1. I want to tell you about Green Things. If you're looking to spruce up your home with some beautiful holiday decorations, I've done it. I've got a beautiful poinsettia from Green Things. Now, this is not just a small poinsettia. This is a poinsettia tree that we have that is really... I'll be quite honest about it. It's substituting for our Christmas tree in the living room, and it's beautiful. 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of Brandy Fenton Park, on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Beautiful location over there. Check it out. The poinsettias are beautiful, and they grow them right there, so they're homegrown. They're Tucson grown. Raised and bred right here. We'll be right back with Shelley.
Food for the hungry, help for struggling families, and support for the aging. Every day, Interfaith Community Services helps people in need achieve stable, healthy, and independent lives. Hi, I'm Daniel Stalsfus, CEO at ICS. You can help and get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit when you donate to ICS with the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. Reduce your state taxes up to $800 for a couple or $400 for singles. To donate, go to icstucson.org or call 297-6049. Your help will bring hope and change lives.
Hey, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman from 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. You got bugs? They driving you up the wall? I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. You call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 886-0045. They are more than competent. They're very economical. And check this out. They're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. Nah, we live in southern Arizona, but it is the season to think about your year-end giving. The Humane Society of Southern Arizona relies on contributions from generous people like you to help animals in our community. Your tax-deductible gift makes a big difference. Support their great work and learn more about tax-deductible giving, employer matching, and vehicle donations by visiting hssaz.org. That's hssaz.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
It's the most wonderful time of the year at Reed Park Zoo. Tucson's favorite tradition, Zoo Lights, presented by Tucson Electric Power, makes your holidays merry and bright. Enjoy Zoo Lights 6 to 8 p.m. December 7th to 23rd with twinkling lights, hot chocolate, and family at Reed Park Zoo. With thousands of lights, light shows, and of course, Santa. Visit Reed Park Zoo for tickets and more information. May your holidays be merry and bright at Zoo Lights.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And once a week, we consult with Mr. Shelley Fishman, and we're always delighted to do so. Normally, Shell's with me in studio here, but he's at the company holiday luncheon, and he's on the live line. Take a break from his luncheon. Shelley, how are you?
I am well, Bill. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. Everybody's waiting to see what the Fed's going to do.
Yeah, well, I think it's generally assumed that the Fed is going to do a quarter point rise. I don't think there's very much doubt about that. Of course, I was wrong in September. so we'll see what they do. What's even more significant, I think, is what they say about their view of the future and just how aggressive they intend to be going forward. And there's been some speculation in the press of the past couple of days that Janet is going to talk a little bit about something that we haven't heard since the 90s, rational exuberance, and trying to tamp down some of what's going on in the equities markets, because look, the economy is in good shape. Corporations are doing well. The forecast for profitability next year is also very positive. But you know, we've gone now from around 16,000 to about 20,000, and we've done it in just a couple of weeks. And that would strike any regulator or any central bank is somewhat dangerous.
Well, some sectors have not done that well, and some of the emerging market funds, bonds were rather flat in the month of November. And perhaps, Shelley, some of our listeners looked at their statement, their monthly statement, and they said, hey, what's going on? The market at historic levels, but I'm not seeing that much movement in my particular account.
Well, that's true. If you are allocated heavily into fixed income, in other words, into bonds and bond funds, what you're expecting to see is essentially the yields from those bonds going into your account on a monthly or quarterly basis. And ideally, you want to see bonds kind of stay flat. But what we saw the end of last year and into this year was some pullbacks in the value of the bonds, and so therefore the yields go up. But if you're you know, a 70% bond portfolio, 30% equities, yeah, you've probably had some increases in your portfolio, but not the kind of increases that you have if you're all in equities. And so the question that clients will ask, and they always do, even if they know the answer, is, well, you know, why am I not participating more fully in this you know, bull market?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is because the risks of participating are still very high.
Right.
And so, you know, we're still 8 years into a bull market. There's going to be a pullback. We just don't know when. If you're properly allocated, you are participating, you know. But if you're 100% equities and, you know, you're having a good time this week, next week will come around.
It will. Well, oil has been really a big story here over the last couple of weeks, and it is today, because look at the Trump administration's choice for Secretary of State.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of what's driving this market in the past day or two. The OPEC agreement that we talked about last week has now spread to what they call NOPEC, or the non-OPEC countries. And it is a willingness that we haven't seen in the past, or at least in the recent past, to cut production, or at least to say they're going to cut production, in order to get the price of crude higher. And that is sending the price of crude, you know, into the mid-50s, maybe as high as 60 or the low 60s. And that is going to work out very well for an industry that has, at least in the U.S., been beleaguered by high cost of development, a lot of this being shale and fracking. And then when the price of crude went down into the 30s and in some cases, I think we even broke 30 into the high 20s, it was no longer profitable to extract the oil from those wells. So a lot of those wells were shut down. Now they're reopening. And what we're seeing, of course, is that the propensity of the industry to want to keep the price at least at around 60 is pretty high, and that bodes well for you know, a balance between the price we pay at the pump and the price that airlines pay for their fuel and the health of the industry. If we can keep that price right around there, I think that'll be a good balance, and we won't either be pushed or dragged by that industry.
Yeah, it really could be a comfort level, right, Shelley?
Absolutely.
Where, yeah, it's kind of the comfort level for oil, and it may not be an issue that we will have to worry about necessarily
right.
Into the new year. There'll be other issues, I'm sure, that are going to come up. So,
sure. The other thing that
the other thing
we're going to hear from the industry, I think, is less and less, just because of the nature of the Trump organization, less and less about alternate energy sources, and we will see a greater tolerance for essentially carbon-based fuels, at least for now.
All right, Shelley. So on the surface of things, it looks like everybody's in a holiday mood right now.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing like celebrating when things are going very well. We're going to have to see what happens with stimulus. We're going to have to see what happens with taxes and how the tax reform goes. And then we're going to have to really watch very carefully what happens to the budget and budget surpluses or budget shortfalls. Because if we start getting deficits that are climbing and out of control, every economist, left and right, knows that that's a longer-term prescription for disaster.
All right. Shelley Fishman, have a great rest of the day and a week, and we'll see you next Tuesday, Shelley.
In the studio.
All right. Shelley Fishman is our certified financial planner. You can reach him by visiting buckmastershow.com, where there is a very convenient link to Shelley.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelly can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shellyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Coming up now on 1230, remember Silver City in Grant County. What a great holiday getaway it would be this weekend. Take the three-hour drive to Silver City and enjoy a beautiful historic atmosphere. Great places to stay. There's a couple of dozen really nice places to stay in the area. They're all listed at southwestnewmexico.org, as is all the recreation opportunities. And just maybe would be a great opportunity to do some Christmas shopping in historic downtown Silver City. It's 12:30 exactly on Buckmaster.
Enjoy the most magical time of the year with friends and family at Tohono O'Toole's annual Holiday Nights. Listen to musical performances as you stroll through the gardens decked with over a million twinkling lights. Holiday Nights takes place the first three Fridays and Saturdays in December from 5:30 to 8:30. Shop local this holiday season. Our museum shops are full of local art and unique gifts, including annual memberships to Tohono O'Toole. Tickets and event information are available at tohonootool.org/holidaynights.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in T-U-S. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday at noon, our annual look at the Southwest Books of the Year competition. Plus, Comet Discoverer Dr. David Levy will join us. It's all happening on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. And we've got worldwide live listening, all of our podcasts and show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the monthly travel segment, one of my favorite segments here. I love to travel, and everybody knows that. It's always a pleasure to welcome our travel industry contributor on the Buckmaster Show, Ryan Hansen. Ryan is the President and Chief Operating Officer for Bon Voyage Travel, which is celebrating 40 years of delivering a wide range of travel-related services to Southern Arizonans, and they do it delivering those services through four offices, and they also have a very strong internet presence at bvtravel.com. And let the travel experts at Bon Voyage let you travel like an insider. Ryan, always good to see you.
Great to be back. Thanks, Bill.
You know, traveling like an insider and looking for an authentic experience, I think that is kind of the trend of people want something when they come home that say, you know, that was really not only worth the price point was worth it, but it's the memories that I'm going to carry the rest of my life.
And let's be honest, Sue, you like to come home and tell stories to your friends
and
family that they say, wow.
Yeah.
You want a wow moment on your travel experience. And if it's, let's go back to your phrase, a cookie cutter off-the-shelf experience, it is pretty fun to say, ooh, I went to the Colosseum. But wouldn't it be great to have a behind-the-scenes tour of the Colosseum where you're in Rome and you get to actually get down on the floor and underneath the arena floor to be able to see where they stored and caged the animals that they used for the gladiatorial events. I mean, that's now an experience, not just a stop at the Colosseum. That's a wow moment and not an off-the-shelf experience. That is where people are really looking to. They want to go, and we've talked about Cuba before. We've talked about Iceland before from a destination standpoint. They want to go to places that the normal traveler doesn't go or what everybody else is talking about.
Yeah, Iceland's hot right now. Not necessarily hot time of year, but believe it or not, I actually have a friend who last week was in Iceland, and the destination may seem a little strange for the winter, but when you know about the Northern Lights, it's not strange. That's what they wanted.
Well, Northern Lights, you talk about
they wanted that authentic experience.
That's right.
And, you know, you were talking about the behind-the-scenes travel, like at the Colosseum. That's the kind of insider information that your colleagues at Bon Voyage, your travel consultants, readily have this information available.
Yeah, I'll give you a personal experience. My family went to New York, not this past summer, but the summer before, and our experts on the ground there asked me some very good questions. Oh, what does your family like to do? What makes you happy? What do you like to experience together? Well, and we said, well, we love music. We love Broadway shows. And so as the interaction went further, they not only got us tickets to Aladdin. That would be the cookie cutter off-the-shelf experience.
Right.
Anybody
right.
can buy
right.
a Broadway show ticket to
of
see
course.
Aladdin.
Okay.
They had a behind-the-scenes backstage tour where we actually met the actor who played Aladdin and have a picture with him on the stage in his street clothes. Not everybody, let me tell you, we were the only people on the stage with Aladdin. That was arranged through our partnerships that we have at Bon Voyage. To me, that's an experience and the wow moment we're talking about.
USA Today recently had an article that bodes very well for Bon Voyage and operations like Bon Voyage around the country. People are coming back to travel consultants. That's the bottom line.
Well, and thank you for mentioning the USA Today exposure, because there's been so much negative press about our industry, and rightfully so. I don't even take that as a bad thing, because travel agencies of the 1980s, where you walked in, you said, this is what I want, it was transactionally based. Mm-hmm. You bet. That's not who I want Bon Voyage to be. That's not who we are. And that's not what USA Today is talking about here. The travel agency community that has been kind of revived is not about providing information or transactional in nature. As the article goes on to state, it is about curating experiences. It's about delineating information. It's about taking the World Wide Web that's out there of info at everyone's fingertips and finding out what's right for that particular trip and making a custom experience. And we're seeing the numbers are coming back in droves. Over 18% of travelers last year used travel advisors in 2015, and that was up 50% from the year before. Wow. Any industry that can bode 50% growth in utilization, that's a good thing.
And the group that's coming back in droves, our friend Ray Allen, my producer engineer on the other side of the glass, it's his generation. Ray is a guy around 30 years old. The millennials are seeking out information. Yes, they're finding out a lot of information on their devices, but then they are seeking authority information on a one-to-one contact with someone who maybe has been to the Colosseum.
Well, and with the millennials being the largest generation now on the planet, they are dictating consumer trends and habits. And let's tie that back to the first comment we made about experiences. Millennials, by and large, and again, we're kind of broad stroke here of a generation, so you're going to find a millennial that you experience that may not have these types of behaviors. But by and large, millennials are postponing those significant purchases or life events like getting married, buying a home, having children, up to 5 to 7 years longer and later in life than the generation in front of them, the Gen X community, or even the baby boomers. So when you start thinking, well, what are they doing with their money? What are they doing with their time? They're traveling.
Yes.
So they put a high value on the experiential part of their life and say, a home purchase, that's a purchase. That's a transaction. I want something authentic and real. And so much a part of my life as a millennial is digitally connected. I actually crave those experiences that we're talking about that are so authentic.
Really interesting. You know, my generation, the baby boom generation, I would say probably the average age that most of us married were around, say, 19 to 23. But as you point out, and then the millennials, they maybe put off the marriage till around 30 and buying the house till around 30. And then do some traveling, see the world while they can.
And it's obviously a great thing for the travel agency community, but we believe in the idealistic, as do you. That's, I think, one of the reasons why we connect so well.
We do.
Is it's not just about passport stamping, and it hasn't been for you, I think, what, 107 countries?
It's 100 even right
100
now.
100 even. Yeah, 100 so I have even. A feeling, even on country number two, what you were seeking out was an authentic experience and something that was different and that enriched your life. And maybe even enrich the lives of the people that you connected with on your trip and the lives of others. That's what I see. When I take my kids traveling, that's how I look at travel. I look at travel as exposing our family to the problems of the world that maybe it looks my little problems here in Tucson, Arizona aren't as big as what I thought.
And I am so glad you are doing that. And I follow your travels, Ryan, on Facebook and your lovely family. I am so glad you are exposing your two boys to the world of travel. That will pay so many dividends in enriching those young people's lives. It's unbelievable.
Well, my oldest Jack, he loves urban settings, so he will be chalking. We've been to Chicago, Boston, New York, and we'll be adding San Francisco at the end of the month. So he's pretty special trips. He's only 10, so we're off and running. We have not done the international opportunity yet. That will be in the very near future, and I'm sure his number one bucket list destination. Are you ready for this? For a 10-year-old?
Let me hear it.
Tokyo.
Wow.
A fairly decent urban setting, if I say so myself. So he knows his stuff.
One of the biggest metroplexes in the world. Let's talk a bit, Ryan, here about Las Vegas, your recent exposure up there, not only exposure, but networking with your colleagues. What was the takeaway message?
The takeaway message was connect. It was connect with our partners that we have. And that's something that maybe a lot of people don't realize is there was over 800 travel industry leaders at this conference and over 1,600 travel agents and advisors and frontliners. We were meeting with general managers from the Hotel Grand Britannia in Athens to talk about the experience that our clients could have at the Hotel Grand Britannia or the King George right there in Athens. Mm-hmm. And it was, here's the commentary. What can I do to help your clients? That's what the supplier partners that we have were asking us. So you come to us, we've got those connections on the supplier side. But then as you think about what we can do as an industry and do a better job of in this day and age is connect with our clients. Find out what makes you tick and mm-hmm. what you're looking for to make that connection with our supplier partners that we have that actually own the hotel properties, captain the cruise ships, etc. So it really was connect, and we were able to do that, as you can imagine, 800 travel industry leaders from all across the globe. It was Tourism Fiji talking about Fiji.
Oh,
it was the president of Silver Sea Cruises talking about a Silver Sea cruise experience, all the way to our general manager of the Hotel Grand Britannia in Athens. It was a fabulous event. We took about half of our team went on the trip to continue our education. How important is that in any industry is to continue to make yourself better, and no better place than at the Signature Travel Network convention where we connected at a deeper level.
Oh my goodness. You mentioned Fiji and I thought back to 1978 when we took the Blue Lagoon cruise, and boy, the best snorkeling anywhere in the world on that little cruise. That
travel, I think, is the only expense that makes you richer, Bill. I really think so.
I think you're right. Ryan, I want to wish you and your lovely family and everybody over at Bon Voyage Travel the best of Christmas and New Year's. You guys and ladies there do just a great job.
Well, thank you. And right back at you, you're a great friend of the company, and we appreciate all you do for Tucson, Bill.
Thank you very much. It's bvtravel.com. It's a great place to go for all of your information, and Ryan's organization is part of Signature
Travel Network.
Yes.
It's a $7 billion travel consortia that has these types of connections that you can be a part of.
Some of the top-end hotels like the Ritz and some of these others.
Oh, you bet.
You can take care of our listeners.
We can do it well.
Thank you, Ryan. Best to you.
Did you know that this year you can give more charitable tax credit dollars than ever before and claim a dollar-for-dollar credit on your Arizona state taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 31 local charities, encourages you to put your state tax dollars to work in our community. It's easy. Feel good when you give at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeepLocal.org.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. you'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back. This week's Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, your Fox Tucson Theater. Please consider an annual membership. It's only $75. What a great gift this is. Has all sorts of special benefits, which are all listed on the website. They've got some great activities coming up, some great shows Thursday. This Thursday, Fox welcoming Dave Koz Christmas Tour 2016. Dave is a 9-time Grammy nominee and a saxophonist, Dave Koz. That's coming up. And then, heck, on my birthday, Friday, December 16th, this Friday, how about the Mariachi Christmas featuring Mariachi Sol de Mexico de Jose Hernandez? The Mariachi Ensemble is the first to be nominated for a Grammy Award. And then coming up on the 27th of December, 7:30 in the evening, and the 28th at 2 in the afternoon, it's the 10 Tenors performing Home for the Holidays Tour. You can check the full listing of these upcoming shows at foxtucson.com, also the place to go for your annual membership. Let's go now on the live line. Margaret Regan, the longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer. She is also the author of two prize-winning books on immigration. She's been writing about immigration and the border since the year 2000. Margaret, how are you?
Oh, Bill, I have a terrible Christmas cold.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that, but if you had not said anything, I don't think the listeners would know.
Oh, good.
You sound fine, which
excellent.
For radio, that's all that matters.
Yes, that's right. Good thing I'm not in the studio.
I'd have to get out the handy wipes.
Right.
What's this about that Western Transportation Art Show? It's kind of getting a lot of buzz at TMA.
Yeah, Tucson Museum of Art. This is an interesting show. It's kind of a follow-up. You know, last year they did a big show about the West and Pulp Fiction. And there's a young curator down there, Christine Brinza, and she's kind of taken a different approach to curating the Western art stuff down there, and I think it's great. This one is called The New Westward, And it's about transportation in the West, you know, which doesn't sound, you know, like an art show specifically. But she's put together a giant show. It's one of those big ones that covers all the upper galleries, paintings, photographs, prints, even some videos, kind of looking at the transition, not from the too much from the earliest days of, you know, the horseback riding, but pretty much starting with the railroads, going on through the cars and onto airplanes. So I'm really interested in the trains in the West, so I really concentrated on that when I wrote about it for the Weekly. You know, the trains meant everything. They came to Tucson in 1880, completely changed Tucson from the little tiny mud brick town that it was to a town that, you know, the architecture changed, the kinds of work changed, prices changed, everything changed. So it's fun to see this. She does have some early photographs. There's a nice one from Bisbee in 1890.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds us how important the trains were to the mines in the West. You know, it was the trains that brought the ores way out of the West and into places all over the East and elsewhere. So that's really important. And then there are lots of sort of very nostalgic paintings about, you know, the heyday of the trains.
That's going to be, I'll have to try to get over to TMA during the holidays. That show will be up through February 12th.
Right, yeah. So it's a good time to go. It'd be a fun Christmas show if you have visitors from out of town, you know, get a good overview of the West.
I know you love the Zuzi dance troupe, and you have a dance piece. It's this week, this week's Weekly, the piece will be appearing.
Yeah, that's right. It will appear on Thursday, a preview to the their annual winter solstice celebration. And, you know, Zuzi's been doing this for 19 years. And as you know, we've had nutcrackers sort of every weekend, beginning in the beginning, usually right after Thanksgiving, the nutcrackers start. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to Tucson Regional Ballet. I went to their nutcracker over the weekend. That was fun, always fun to see the Southwest Nutcracker. So Zuzi, some years ago, decided they would be different, and instead of doing that kind of a Christmas-type show, they do a solstice show every year, sort of about traditions around the world and how people celebrate, you know, the longest day, I mean, the longest night and the darkest day of the year. But what's fun this year is there is a guest choreographer and guest director, and that'll be a good change, I think, because, you know, normally the artistic director of Zuzi does it herself, Nanette Robinson. But this time they've enlisted a guy who's new to Tucson called Bill Bob Brown.
Hmm.
And he's got quite an excellent dance resume. He was the head of a big dance program at UMass Amherst. That's a very prestigious program up there in Massachusetts. Did that for many, many years, and most recently he taught in Hong Kong. And lucky for us, he decided to make Tucson his home. So he has come in, and he choreographed it. He's got a lot of really interesting dance training, and he's working hard with the dancers, so we may see some new dance styles. And he's also a video artist, so he's going to have a lot of video projections on stage, too.
And that show is this weekend?
Yeah, it's this weekend, and then I think the last night is the night before solstice, which is...
winter solstice.
It varies, actually. I had to look it up.
Yeah.
This year it's December 21st. So
Think
they have one the night before solstice on the 20th. But yeah, they have their own little theater there in the historic YWCA in West University.
I like solstice because then after solstice, every day starts going toward a new year in spring.
Yeah, well, that's why people have celebrated it through the ages.
I know.
You know, especially people that really dependent on agriculture and, you know, the light coming back. So.
Season of hope coming up here.
Yeah.
Okay, and again, quickly on the Nutcracker, I'm going to have to run the Southwest Nutcracker. Do they have some more performances?
Okay, well, no, they're done.
Okay.
They're done, the Tucson-oriented one. But we still have the big one coming up, performed by Ballet Tucson. And as you know, that's the only professional ballet troupe in town, but very exciting this year. They have a guest artist with a really interesting background. He was an African-American kid growing up homeless in Chattanooga and found his way to dance through Community Recreation Center, is an excellent dancer, and he has danced with Dance Theater Harlem. There's a documentary written about the guy. And he will be the lead male in the Ballet Tucson production, which is right before Christmas. So it's next week in the days leading up to Christmas.
Margaret Regan of the Tucson Weekly, I hope you feel better. You saw, I couldn't tell that you had a bad cold.
Well, I'm glad I can pull it off, though.
You sure pulled it off. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Margaret.
Okay,
happy holidays to you very much.
Thank you.
All right. The Buckmaster Show Arts Report. Brought to us by the crown jewel of downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. Let me quickly go through some of the great shows coming up. Dave Koss' Christmas Tour 2016, that's Thursday. And then a Mariachi Christmas featuring Mariachi Sol de Mexico de Jose Hernandez. That's coming up Friday, December 16th. And then the Ten Tenors, Home for the Holidays, performing on December 27th and December 28th. Visit foxtucson.com for more information. Also, for that annual membership, starts at $75, includes many special benefits, access to member-only ticket pre-sales, free passes to the film presentations, so check it out. We ask you also to check it out this afternoon. Ray Allen along with Mike Shaw, Mike Check, 4 to 5 in the afternoon. Wake Up Tucson, 3 hours in the morning, 6 to 9. Talking Culture is on from 9 to 10. We do all sorts of local talk here. Then Buckmaster, me, Bill Buckmaster, with our annual Southwest Books of the Year competition tomorrow. Till then, great afternoon and evening to you.